Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Halloween. Welcome to today's show. It is Relationship Wednesday. It is Halloween. It's the last day of October. Geez, it's all like a big middle of the week day. And most people celebrated last weekend for Halloween and had parties and all of that. But all the kids are celebrating today. So it's a lot of fun for everyone. A lot of candy, a lot of food. It's hopefully everyone is safe and just have a great time. Today's show. How relationships reflect who we are, all our relationships. But today we're talking about relationships, people that we meet and come into our life and meet our family, meet our friends, coworkers, may end up living with us, marrying us, sharing their entire lives with us. How do the people we choose tell us who we are? And we pick them very accurately. There isn't a by chance, and oh, that was a mistake, and oh, they were really bad. The worst person you have ever met, somewhere inside of you, needed, wanted, felt in some way attached to this person enough to make excuses for them, tell people why they're great or they really are great, and people tell you, wow, that's a great person. What a blessing that the two of you found each other. Think about all the people you've been with. And sometimes we want people we can't have. They're not available to be had. But then we set our sights on them and we wait. Why do we do that? Because sometimes it helps us avoid current and present situations. A lot of times people who go into, like Hollywood people and people that they see a lot, and they use those people. Well, you know, nobody can be Jennifer Lopez, or nobody can be whoever, Sandra Bullock, and I don't know many new people, but nobody can be any of these people. They use that as the standard of people they don't know. But that just says maybe you have a fear of intimacy. Sometimes we choose people in our minds, and then when the real person shows up, we don't know how to interact with them. And that just shows just not even confidence alone, but just lack of knowing what to do. But every time you think of being with anybody, or you can see why you are with the person you're with, you at the very least will know what level of intimacy you've reached in your life. I can't believe I heard this, but there was a man in the gym where I used to work out, and he's handsome, he's done modeling, he works out great, he's a nice person. And he would always tell me, I don't want to date anyone. I don't want to have a relationship. And I would say to him, aren't you kind of young to really think that you don't want a relationship and to make a decision like that? And he said, you know, when we get older, we get so eccentric. I said, no, when you get older, you get so eccentric. But then I said, who hurt you? Because you've definitely made up your mind. And there was a girl at the gym who really liked him, really liked him. But we're just so different. She's from another world, another country. She speaks a second language and all these reasons. But then at the end of it, without realizing it, he said the truth. He got to the nugget. And he said, well, you know what? With someone like that, she's got such a strong personality. She will overpower me. And it would be very controlling, but it doesn't look like controlling. And she won't even mean it, but it'd be like someone just walked into my life and ran my life, ran our life. And I like my life. I like my pace. Now he was talking for real. In the beginning, the whole, I don't want to date somebody, or I'm not ready, or I'm taking a break, or it just means that you have not met your match with the accuracy that you need to know that that's somewhere you can be. So I always tell people, it's hard to go out and look, but if you really know what you want, it's not. If you really know what you want, the best part of knowing that is knowing what you don't want. Some women like men who take control, or take control of finances and take control of, you know, things around the house, and you get to, you know, take control of the kids, and you can take care control of the kitchen, and you can do all the shopping for the family, and whatever either of you are good at. You guys are comfortable with the two, the yin and the yang of it. And other people want to go into a situation so they can run it, so they can control it. And if the other person's game, you're also perfect in that. Somebody likes to ride horses and spend a lot of time in a stable, and you're a city person, that's going to be hard, because now you either are both opening up to make time for each other's interests, or that's going to be a battle of time because we only have so much time. But if you really think about what kind of person would be best suited for you, like someone who might overlook that you get crabby once in a while, and it has nothing to do with them. It's just, you know, sometimes when you're really learning something new, it's hard for you to be interfered with. Day-to-day things that we don't think about because we're too busy thinking about the bigger things, like, you know, my perfect match, my perfect love, my perfect world that's going to be perfect because of this person. And what we talked about yesterday, the expectations, the fantasies of perfect love. And then we have to turn around and ask ourselves, well, wait a minute, how perfect am I? I might be perfect to myself because when I'm alone, I'm not challenged. No one asks me why I stayed up all night and didn't go to work today. Nobody asks me why my place is a mess. Nobody asks me why I have no food in my apartment or home. Somebody comes in and goes, oh, wow, when was the last time you cleaned? Or let me help you clean. And then you take it as an insult. Why? Am I messy? Fantasies are perfect. The person just walks into the existing life we have, is exactly what we wanted. We've assumed we know everything about them, which is very unfair to a partner. You don't know everything about them. You don't. And you may live with them for a lifetime. Still learn these little golden nuggets about this person. If you feel you know everything you need to know, you're not seeing the person that you're choosing. Then you have to ask yourself, because this is all about reflection, right? How much of me do I see? Do I really know who I am to know who I would really enjoy? I remember one day, it was a very sobering day, and I wasn't dating anyone at the time. It was a long time ago, and I thought to myself, for real, who would be the perfect person for the way I am? I wake up early, so I naturally fall asleep early. I had to go somewhere last night, and I did stay awake in it, though, so I'm very proud of myself. A week ago, I totally fell asleep at an event, and for some reason, this past week, I've had three events, one last Wednesday, one on Sunday, and one today, or last night. And last night was on cancer research, and at the City of Hope in Duarte, California, and they were talking about putting magnets, tiny magnets, literally the width of a fingernail, in your body, and it is programmed to find the issue, and it will go to the issue so they know exactly where your problem is. I mean, this isn't out yet. It's just going into trials and all of that, but it was fascinating. And how much research has been done. Because if they know exactly where the issue is, then they can go in and not have to open you up far and wide and look for it. They'll know exactly where it is. And one of my friends who's a surgeon at Cedars-Sinai in L.A. said, he just retired, and he said to me, one day we're going to call our old surgical procedures as butchery. And I was thinking the show today. And I thought, wow, we need magnets that can tell us exactly who is the right person so that we know, because then we can just spend our life with them and build a life. So I'm thinking that, and Christ is like, uh-uh. He didn't say uh-uh. He just said that won't work. But basically, uh-uh. You need to learn how to be in relationships. That's research. They're doing research. They're finding better ways. We need to find better ways. We need to know ourselves better. We are our own magnet. We already have that information. We may not want our information, but we have it. I've met men who said, I don't have enough money to be with someone. I can't raise a family. That's too much pressure. Good to know. Good to know. There's options. You can move to different towns. You can, you know, either take on two jobs, re-educate yourself, take a better job, find a better job, start doing things on your own. There's options. But as long as he thinks that way, he's actually going to make it, because he actually knows what it takes to raise a family, to be married. Because this is what Christ said, and waited till right before the show. But he said, we get to an age where we are actively seeking a partner. When we're younger, we don't actively seek a partner. When we're in our teens, we're just kind of growing and starting to get attracted, and our hormones are seeking each other. And that's just a natural phenomenon. It has nothing to do with high school and the dating and everything we do or done with that. Married at that time, and my mom's mom was 14 years old when she had my mom. And then my mom had a sister that was born when my mom got married, and they were 17 years apart. And my mom and her mom were only 14 years apart. Her and her sister had a bigger gap than her and her own mother. Because at that time, that's when someone grew up. A woman started to menstruate. Now she can have children, and whether her brain was ready or not. And most of the time, back in the day, they were pretty ready. Because we didn't put them through the system we have now, which is a complete line of education set up for us. So we, by the time we get married and have children, some of us can't even have children anymore because we waited so long. And we're probably, you know, not able, and we have to hire people to come take care of the kids that we have. And our kids kind of became boutique kids. But back in the day, when the hormones started, so did the marriages. So we're going to be looking. We can't help it. just because of our age. And depending what age you are and what generation you are, you're going to find somebody. They're going to be attractive to you for some reason. Either they look like your dad or your mom, or they have certain features of people you grew up with, but something will attract you to them because you're in that age of attraction. Partner very differently than someone who's younger. So if anyone out there is beating themselves up for the kind of partner they chose, the reasons you chose them are very different because you're hormone driven. You're going to overlook a lot of things that they do and think you can take it and not realize you can't take it. Or realize it doesn't work. Or realize there's a temper behind that smile. Or realize that this person ends up being really great behind that smile. You know nothing about outcomes yet. And because we know nothing about outcomes yet, that reflects our age, that reflects our time. And when people get married earlier and they end up divorced or they stay together, whichever it is, the stories will go like, wow, we were really young when we got married. We knew nothing about each other, but we made it. Or we were really young when we got married. We truly knew nothing about each other, and that's why we didn't make it. It's all chance in the beginning. It wasn't a mistake that I chose with accuracy people who needed a lot of attention, even narcissistic personalities, because my culture is, I guess still, I don't listen to it like I did, but it is. And in our culture, your entire self-worth is based on pleasing people. So I found with great accuracy people to please because that made me feel worth something. The happier they were with me, the happier I was with me. But I never stopped to think about the with me part and how I feel about it. I never stopped to think about what I need because my entire 100% attention was what they needed. And at the end of the day, before I'd go to bed at night when I was younger, I would go through every single thing in my mind that I did for that person and be satisfied and fall asleep happy. And while I was doing everything for everybody, still go to work or went to school and still cleaned and did cooking and all of that, and before I'd sleep, I'd say, oh, and I did those things. Like, as long as I went to school, I didn't care what else I did at the time because I really wanted to go to school, and it was almost kind of taken away from me as a child, or as I want to say, I guess when you're 18 and 19, you're not a child anymore, but I had a year left of school, and I wanted to finish. I was determined, and in our culture, once you get married, they're like, what are you going to finish for? You're not going to work anyway, and, you know, the growth of the mind is secondary. So that was that. But it was with great accuracy. I said, oh, well, I got what I wanted. I wanted to be married. Girls, when they're younger, want to be married. It's like a right into adulthood, especially in our culture. You're not even considered a woman until you get married. If you're 60 and you've never been married, they still call you a girl. If you're married at 14, you're a woman. It's just the way it is in our culture. So I did choose partners with great accuracy. I didn't realize how accurate I was. Even when we don't have partners, we've done that with great accuracy. I will never, ever look at this the same again. Everyone we choose, we know exactly why we chose them. We may not verbalize it to them or ourselves even. But if you look back, there's something you wanted from that person that directly reflects who you are as a person at that time. That's why I say, don't jump in too fast because once you jump in to them, you may have outgrown already. Has nothing to do with the other person. It's not like people are so bad. I mean, some of them become bad because they have issues with anger and very, very high unresolved issues in their world. But we are a lot more precise, a lot smarter than we look. There isn't a person that was in my life that I will blame for being there. Because I know why I was. I had to go back and be honest. And be honest. What attracted me to that person? What did I offer them? What did they offer me? I never thought of offering anybody anything. I just knew, oh my gosh, if someone married me, I was going to take darn good care of them. What did that mean? And I did get married, and I did take darn good care of him. But what I didn't know was that other people have insecurities, even if they are older than you, even if they are accomplished in their field. My lifetime was that what I was offering to someone in a relationship wasn't going to be enough for them, and that they were going to have their own issues. I never figured that. My dad was happy. My mom was happy. For all intents and purposes, I had a pretty darn good childhood. I was happy in my childhood. Some of my brothers and sisters came out with issues about our parents or about how we were raised or whatever. You know, we go back and comb through. But somehow I reconciled that in me because I loved them more than the issue somewhere in there. And I knew it. And I appreciated their time while I was with them, but I also spent the most time with both of my parents. I was very, very attached to them, but not like where I was dependent on them. I couldn't wait to get out on my own. But then I never wanted to disappoint them. So the whole arranged marriage thing was alive and well in my mind, even though I tried to run away from it. And I had in quotes, American boyfriend. And I did present him to them, and I got in a lot of trouble, all because I didn't want to lie. Even though everyone teaches you not to lie, when you tell them the truth and they can't handle the truth, there's like death threats on your life. And I had them, not from my parents, but from the community we lived in. So for me, getting married was he was a good man. Everyone says, in quotes, he was a good man. And I was going to leave Chicago. I would never see the people again that wanted to hurt me or were talking about me because I was bad and dirty and stained because I had a boyfriend and a job and I was going to school, God forbid. But they all taught me something. They taught me that no one has the right, your rights away from you. So what happened? Well, years went by. I ended up with two kids. We ended up divorced. He just wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't talk to me because he was threatened by me, but I did not know that. I thought, why doesn't he talk to me? And I'd say, you know, hey, something's wrong. We need to go get help. He said, nope, we don't need help. If we go get help, that'll be the beginning of the end. Because he knew that they would tell me what I was dealing with. But I didn't know that. And I was hurt. And then I thought, oh, he doesn't want to leave me. Oh, good. So just knowing that kept me there for a few more years. But what happened to me after that relationship? Fast forward, we get divorced. I went out with very, I don't want to say unaccomplished people, very smart people, but who were me against the worlders. I went the complete other way. Because I wanted somebody who was available, who liked to talk, who didn't leave me all day, even if it meant me taking care of them, complete other way, with great accuracy, mind you. I didn't know that. And after a while, I said, why do I keep choosing men who don't, like, have a strong work ethic? or do but don't have a good way of fitting into the world or the system. Because all I saw were people who fit into a system, whether they had to turn themselves into a pretzel or not. So you really, when you go back, I can't say, oh, well, that person was bad because of this and that person was bad. They weren't. But I was injured. And I was looking to heal that injury and prove that life was still good. And I did it with great accuracy. We are like lasers in choosing our partners. So one way to heal ourselves from the decisions that we made is to accept that we made those decisions, that our heart was looking for something to bind us back to ourselves. And a lot of times we were taught from the outside in, so if you buy this, if you go here, if you meet this person, if you do this, if you do that, you will be fine. And one of the big surprises of all of our lives is it doesn't work that way at all. It does not work that way. And as you get to know yourself, am I really? If somebody met me, who would they see? Oh, they'd see someone who kind of just likes to be happy in life. But what does that mean? How do I be happy? Oh, I be happy if I eat a good breakfast, get dressed, go out for a walk, go to work, come home, have all my ingredients in the house. I'm able to cook whatever I want to cook, that everyone around me is pretty darn independent. We all have dinner together and talk about our days. And then at night, I can read or write or do whatever it is I enjoy doing. And then we come together before we go to bed and everyone just kind of says goodnight. Back in my own mind, to someone else, that might be like, wow, that's boring. Or wow, that's great. So who do I want to be with? The one that goes, wow, that's great, because then we can get along. Because what you do in your everyday life at the end of the day is what's going to matter with the person you choose. Because that's where comfort, tradition, time starts to build. That level of communication through action and words. And at every different phase of your life, there's a different level of accuracy in your choosing a partner. It's really interesting, but think about that. If there's anything to think about today, think about how accurate we are. Out of all the people in the world that we've chosen, why have we chosen them? Because that will tell you more about you than anything else you could ever have chosen to do in your lifetime. You guys, tomorrow is Dream Theme Thursday. See you then. Please be safe today. Please enjoy Halloween. And take care. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.